Hello and welcome to first revision podcast for the impacts of festivals and events. This is to follow up on the revision classes that were held during week 13, although of course with the snow not everyone was able to make it along. Now the intention of this podcast then is to partially reflect very quickly on the slides that were used in that revision class, and also to get you thinking about ways in which to consider the topics that we've been discussing over the past 3 months. So just to remind you, the slides which will feature in the revision lecture, they're all up on WebCT, and they're all taken from previous weeks that we've spent looking at different topics in this module. Now, we started off by trying to give some context to the topic, impacts of festivals and events. We asked ourselves, well, where does this feature in the overall planning for festivals and events? We asked ourselves, who would be interested in this kind of information and what methods are available to us to actually carry out some of this work? So you'll see that we've looked at quantitative data collection methods, qualitative data collection methods, and we spent some time in those early weeks looking at the chapter on their work in Sidmouth on that particular music festival. This was a nice chapter which talked through their efforts to try and analyse different types of impact, talking to different people within the festival environment, people who live there, people who visit, and so on. So it's got a nice narrative to it, and it talks about the ways in which they carried out their research. Now, another piece of important reading that we looked at in the early weeks of the module is, of course, Getz's chapter on just this topic, impacts of events. And what he tries to do is look at different types of impacts and why they're important, how they might manifest themselves. And so my advice would be to use those two chapters as a starting off point if you're not sure where to start your research, your revision. Okay, then we looked at individual impacts, or at least the umbrellas under which different impacts can be categorised. Now, in the lectures, the revision lecture slides, I ended up focusing quite more on the economic and the social ones. I think I've ended up including more of those slides. So if you want to know more about the cultural side or the environmental, you can go back through WebCT to have a look at the particular slides from that week's lectures. So, taking, for example, economic impacts, we can categorise some as being positive, some as being negative. We can look at ways in which they might come about and possible responses. So you'll see that in the slides that are taken from the theory, from the Bowden, from the Getz, and so on. And so, with this in mind, we can begin to ask ourselves, how could we carry out some of this research to actually try and measure and quantify some of the economic impacts that we perceive to be there for an event? We can ask ourselves to what extent economic impacts are still seen as the most important impact going. When we heard from Claire from Celtic Connections, we saw that a lot of attention is paid to that economic side of things. People are keen to know what that economic bottom line is. Did you bring money in to Glasgow, in their case? How much did you bring in? How widely has it been spread? All that kind of stuff. So we definitely kind of had a look at those topics in a bit of depth. As I say, the revision slides also have some social cultural information on there, so you can review that. And a lot of this is to do with, well, perhaps the experience of living in a city or a town or a location, having a festival or event going on. How is it affecting your everyday life, the people that you're meeting, and so on? To what extent is it more important, perhaps, than the economic side of things? If you don't have a business there, the social impacts might be very important to you. Anyway, there'll be more in part 2.